Thanks for tuning in and listening to Riley on Film. I am Damian Riley, your ghost host. While you're here, I hope you got your horror's worth. Find out more and subscribe, only not in that order, at RileyOnFilm.com. Now, enjoy the show.
The Oblong Box from 1969. This is more than just a Vincent Price vintage horror, although it is that, and it has all the great stuff that he offers in those films. But more than that, this film is very tawdry for 1969. I saw some nippleage, I think I did. Yes, I did a couple times. The parties are like debauchery, sexual debauchery, and it's very gory as well. Now, mind you, the gore in 1969 is sort of like kindergarten paints poured all over someone with a head wound, and not really believable by today's standards, but I think the folks that were in theaters back then in 1969 were open to that verisimilitude. That was enough for them. That allowed them to peer through the fourth wall and believe what was happening. Now, I just want to say one other, well, before I move on to the author, Edgar Allan Poe, I want to say Christopher Lee is also in this. So I don't know how many movies there are with Vincent Price and Christopher Lee in the same film with prominent roles. But in this one, they are extremely well cast, and it's really like a mystery, and toward the end, you definitely didn't see it coming, so I'm not going to talk about it, but we have the master of all horror here, Edgar Allan Poe, and people have mused that he himself must have murdered someone for the ability for him to have such insight into murderers. I don't believe that's true, but they've also said that he was bipolar, and that I would believe, being a sufferer of that myself. He had a dark side that he couldn't escape. Now, back then, they didn't have lithium, and they didn't have mood-stabilizing drugs that people could take and be prescribed. So it's possible he was undiagnosed bipolar, as anyone was who was bipolar back then. And as we all recall, Carrie Fisher recently died. I can't help but think that it was partially because of her bipolar, because she turned away all her drugs eventually toward the end, and she was getting electroshock therapy 3 times a week. And I know for a fact that's not really good for your body. That's how we kill people, in the electric chair. But it is a much smaller jolt, and she swore by it, and she liked it, but you could just see her begin to really age. And even in some of these Star Wars films that she was in, where she was supposed to play an elder person, princess, or I guess queen, you can see that for her age, she really shouldn't have looked that old. So the reason I'm bringing that up is because you guys are all movie fans, and we're talking about movies, and so I just want you to think about the fact that, you know, if Edgar Allan Poe was untreated, and somebody would rather have electroshock therapy then deal with that darkness and that mania. I have a feeling his was mostly on the depressive side, not the manic side. You come up with some pretty dark stuff, and this is one of the darkest. I hadn't even read this story, called The Oblong Box, and truly remarkable story. There's so much to say about it, and I would really prefer not to, because as it washed over me, I just enjoyed it so much, and I want you to have the same experience. But this is definitely one worth watching. Put away any expectation of CGI, put away any expectation of modern filmmaking, and you will see that this is quite a ride and truly enjoyable. So I hope you like it, and after you see it, let me know what you thought. On my blog, I now have the comments open, so feel free to go to RileyOnFilm.com and leave me a comment. Now, I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley. You can find out more and subscribe always for free at RileyOnFilm.com. Now, have a great day.